How does it affect decision-making when somebody submits public comments either in person or they send them to you? What is the importance of that citizen engagement?
I think it's really, really important. And I take it very seriously when someone takes the time to come down and make their opinion heard. And we may or may not take action that night because we already have an agenda planned. And so I worry sometimes that people think that they're going to come down and say something and we're going to have that discussion right there. So I really try and be responsive to say, okay, thanks for making these comments. Here's how we're going to address it. Because it is really important for someone to come. And if, like I said, if they're making that effort, it must be very important to them. So myself, and I think the board as well, take that very seriously. And I think there has been good examples where that has resulted in a change in policy or a new action or a new project. So I think it's pretty darn important.
So would you say then it's important for people to kind of be involved and aware before that decision-making process so that you can all have that discussion prior to decision-making times?
Yes. I think there's a more effective way to really change policy or actions than coming before the board. But having said that, I don't want to discourage anyone from doing that because there's also some value in that. There's a thing called the Sunshine Law, as you know. We can't all get together. So if it's really important for someone to make a statement to the whole board, then that's the best way to do it. But if it's a particular issue, you know, I'd like a crosswalk added here, or I want something to that effect, it might be more effective to reach out to staff or to reach out to me, and then we can figure out a better process to address it. But, you know, coming to a town council meeting is another way to do that.
Do you have any ideas on how we could encourage more people to be aware of and involved with local government decisions?
You know, I think it's kind of an age-old question. And this board has made it a goal to better communicate with the public. And by better communicate means, how do we get more people engaged in an issue? How do we get more people to meetings? We did it with our trash hauling ordinance, where we really tried as many different ways as possible to get feedback from people. And I think the reality of it is people are only going to engage on issues that they feel strongly about. And that's going to differ for different people. It's going to ebb and flow depending on, you know, people's lives and what they're interested in. So I think it's a tough question. And I think the question comes down to, how much money and how many resources are we willing to devote to reach out to people? And the question is, when are we at that sweet spot? But I think we're always going to feel like there could be more engagement. So that's one part of the answer. The other part of the answer is, hey, what about the Latino community? And that is kind of an elephant in the room, in that here's this sector of the community that is almost, if not more than 50% of our population, that we really just don't connect with. And so we're still trying to brainstorm that and engage people who might have ideas on it, but we really haven't been too successful so far.
Can you think of a specific issue where public comments or citizen engagement made a noticeable impact on a decision that was made?
Shortly after most of the folks on this board got elected, there were several citizens that came to a board meeting that were concerned about the safety of anyone walking at night, particularly women, the potential for assault, and that had a huge impact. And we dedicated a significant amount of capital dollars for our town in terms of improving sidewalks and improving lighting, but that was something that really wasn't on our immediate radar screen. And so that public presence really did move the needle on that issue, I think. So,
you kind of spoke about this a little bit already, but I wanted to ask, do you think there are any misconceptions people have about local government or Carbondale's town council in particular?
You know, I will bring up one other thing. Is I think that a common misconception is that if there are a lot of people who feel strongly about a particular thing, then the board or the town should be obligated to follow their wishes. And while I think it's really important that people voice their opinion. And I think it's more powerful and more influential when you have more people. We do operate as a republic, both on a national level and on a local level. And I think it's important that the elected officials still make the best decision that they feel is correct. So even though I might have 100 people saying, Dan, I think you should paint the street red, if I don't think that's the right thing to do, I think that's the decision I should make. And so sometimes there is public comment that gets disappointed when a decision doesn't follow the majority viewpoint, but I think that's the way the system's supposed to work. There has to be trust in the elected official that they're paying attention to that majority viewpoint, but it doesn't mean that they're obligated to follow it if they don't feel like it's right.